I'm sorry, Felix, said Forrest. Felix said nothing. Instead, he watched the retreating form of the colonel, ambling up through the gorge, past the jostling lines of warriors, passing casualties head over head to the top. It was an awkward exercise. Battle armor was bulky and difficult to get a good grip on, even for similarly suited warriors. Those wounded who were awake helped as best they could, which was little enough. For some positions, though more convenient for the carriers, were quite painful for the cargo. The unconscious were worse, since suits were programmed to spread eagle when a warrior lost consciousness, in order to keep the spine erect and avoid complicating possible fractures. This posture, with arms and legs outstretched wide, made for a cumbersome package. Passing these people along, already a tricky piece of work, was further complicated by the potential delicacy. Like dolls, thought Felix, as he watched the hurried loading. Mannequins, or cookies. That was it, cookies. Giant gingerbread men. The colonel, he noticed, had stopped on the lower section of the landing. He was busily directing the loading, or attempting to. His blue and white striped arms, symbols of his rank, made exaggerated gestures to punctuate his instructions. No one seemed to be paying any attention to his orders or even acknowledging his presence. Felix turned away, wearied by the sight.
I'm sorry, Felix, repeated Forrest. He shouldn't have ordered you. He should have waited for you to volunteer.
He looked at her, looked away, said nothing still. Forrest persisted.
It's not that he's got anything against you personally, Felix.
He said that, Felix answered at last.
It's just that you're a scout, with a scout's ability to maneuver.
He said that, Felix replied.
Felix, said Forrest with some emotion, try to look at it from his point of view. We've got all these casualties to worry about, and you're damned good at this, you've got to admit, and...
He said that, too. He said it all.
Oh,
replied Forrest, hesitantly.
Well, I can see how you must feel about it. He was wrong. He should have waited for you to step forward. He was wrong.
No, said Felix in a tired voice. He was right. I wouldn't have volunteered. He turned then and faced her squarely, closely, so that their faces were dimly visible to one another. For several seconds, warrior faced warrior. Pragmatist faced fatalist. Silently, eloquently.
Yes,
said Forrest at last, averting her eyes as she spoke.
He was right.
She turned away and started up the hill behind the last of the casualty bearers.
Come on, I'll explain the procedure.
Felix followed. At the halfway mark of the gorge, a broad, smooth-faced chunk of tightly packed sand formed a two-tiered landing of sorts. Forrest stepped from the gorge onto the first, lower section and stopped. Six warriors, evidently the actual volunteers, stood in a row, waiting. Felix eyed them curiously.